John Kerry today picked up the backing of the AFL-CIO in his quest for the Democratic presidential nomination. The Massachusetts senator received the endorsement of the 13-million-member Labor Federation at a rally in front of the group's Washington headquarters. North Carolina Senator John Edwards, Kerry's main rival for the nomination, continued to highlight differences between Kerry's record on trade and his own. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The AFL-CIO headquarters sits within eyesight of the White House. The Labor Federation would like nothing more than to help move in a new neighbor to replace the current occupant, who it blames for the loss of more than 2 million jobs in the last 3 years. AFL-CIO President John Sweeney said the time had come to unite behind one man, one leader, and one candidate. John Kerry, said Sweeney, will be our champion in the White House and bring jobs back to America.
This is a man who will not sign his name to a single trade agreement that does not include worker protections and environmental protections.
Kerry took to the podium as several hundred union members cheered his name. They carried signs representing firefighters, laborers, teachers, and steelworkers. Sounding energized by their enthusiasm, Kerry said he shared their sense of purpose.
Today we stand united in a common cause. And that common cause is not just to defeat George Bush, but it is to put our country back on track, on the road of prosperity, the road of fairness, the road of jobs.
Kerry aimed several barbs at the president for backing away from an earlier administration estimate that 2.6 million jobs would be created this year.
Yesterday, George Bush said he couldn't be held responsible for knowing the number of new jobs because he's not in charge of numbers. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it just doesn't take a lot of fuzzy math to count to zero.
Kerry devoted his entire speech to criticism of the president's record, giving no attention to his closest rival for the Democratic nomination, Senator John Edwards. Edwards, as he did during his campaign in Wisconsin, tried today to point out the differences between himself and Kerry on trade. Speaking at Columbia University in New York, Edwards called the flight of jobs to low-wage countries resulting from some trade agreements a moral issue, and he made it clear that he, Edwards, voted against the agreement while Kerry supported them.
These were bad trade deals. Bad for our economy, bad for our workers, and bad for our values. They were wrong, and I was right to vote against them. They cost us too many jobs, they lowered our standards, and we have got to put our trade policies in this country back with our basic values, back in line with what we believe in. We can make this.
Edwards said while Kerry was winning the endorsement of labor leaders, he had done, as Edwards put it, extraordinarily well among rank-and-file union members. And it's not clear what, if anything, today's AFL-CIO endorsement will mean for Kerry beyond its symbolic value. After all, Howard Dean won the early endorsement of two major unions, the service employees and AFSCME. Dick Gephardt, meanwhile, was the favorite of the Teamsters, and neither candidate is still in the running. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.